Marriage includes romance, but it is not merely romantic. Marriage includes legal responsibilities, but it is not merely legal. Marriage includes sexual union, but it is not merely sexual. Marriage includes private closeness, but it is not merely private. Christian marriage is a covenantal life before God. This distinction matters because many couples reduce marriage to one part of the relationship. When romance is strong, they think the marriage is strong. When romance fades, they think the marriage is failing. When sexual desire is high, they feel close. When stress, parenting, illness, or aging affect intimacy, they may panic or withdraw. Others reduce marriage to practical partnership. Bills are paid. Children are managed. Schedules are handled. The house keeps moving, but the friendship slowly disappears. Some reduce marriage to public appearance. They look fine at church, family gatherings, or online. But behind closed doors, there is silence, resentment, fear, distance, or control. Christian marriage growth invites us to see the whole marriage. A husband and wife are embodied souls. They are not machines that complete tasks. They are not consumers trying to get their needs met. They are not merely sexual partners. They are not merely co-parents. They are not merely roommates with shared accounts. They are persons before God. This means a marriage can be legally intact, but spiritually neglected. It can be sexually active, but emotionally unsafe. It can be financially stable, but relationally lonely. It can be religiously active, but lacking repentance and tenderness. It can be romantic in public, but cruel in private. Marriage growth asks deeper questions. Are we growing in truth? Are we growing in forgiveness? Are we safe with one another? Are we learning to repair harm? Are we honoring each other's bodies? Are we stewarding money, time, and technology wisely? Are we becoming more faithful servants of Christ together? This course will help students look at marriage as a whole person covenant. That does not mean every marriage issue is solved quickly. It does not mean every couple faces the same struggles. It does not mean one spouse can force growth by pressure, guilt, or control. But it does mean marriage is bigger than one issue. God cares about the vows, the body, the bed, the table, the words, the money, the children, the wounds, the forgiveness, the mission, and the future. Christian marriage growth begins when we stop reducing marriage and start bringing the whole covenant before God.